From their bar to yours, Chad and Sarah of the popular YouTube channel It's Bourbon Night bring you their favorite at-home old-fashioned mix with the new Elemental Elixirs Golden Hour Syrup. It's a custom-made syrup with notes of bold black tea, warm spices, and orange zest. All you need is your favorite whiskey and ice. No bitters needed. One bottle makes 16 drinks, so that's only $1 cocktail before you add your own whiskey. They can also be enjoyed in other cocktails or spirits, mocktails, coffee, tea, and anything you can think of. It's crafted locally in Lexington, Kentucky, and you can get your bottle now at whiskeyambitions.com. Welcome back. It's another Whiskey Quickie, and we're looking at yet another crowd favorite, and it's Elijah Craig Barrel Proof, and this is C921. So, do you remember how to decipher these barcodes or this?
C would be the third release.
Third release of the year. Very good.
It's hard to keep up with all the distilleries and their different laser codes and
yeah.
Whatever. Yeah. But that one's simple.
Yeah.
C equals three.
C equals three. Nine means it's September of 2021. So this one is, of course, the small batch, Elijah Craig, 12-year-old every single time. It is 120.2 proof and has an SRP of $70.
Yeah, that's low for, I think the one before was like in the mid 120s, which was low. This one's even lower, which I like.
Yeah.
Because I love Elijah Craig and I tend to drink a lot of, or the barrel proof, and they're sneaky good, but they're high proof and then it sneaks up on you. So
this is like my go-to for every Manhattan and old fashioned.
Oh yeah. And they're dangerously delicious.
Mm-hmm. Usually an old fashioned is fantastic with Elijah Craig barrel proof.
Yep.
But let's go ahead and dive in with the nose here. Rich caramel.
Yeah.
Oak.
There's a little bit of, yeah, there's more oak on there. There's some more floral kind of notes. I'm getting flowery. There's like a hint of some flowers in there that I'm getting.
Elderberry.
Elderberry? You trying to dodge the flu or something?
Trying to be like you.
Dodge the flu? Yeah. Oh, I don't know. There's some good things going on.
Yep. All right. On to the taste.
It's rich, syrupy, just decadent. There's there's not as much floral on the taste. It's more of that caramel, vanilla,
mm-hmm.
brown sugar, and then a little bit of spice on the back.
I was going to say, a little bit of that like black pepper spice on the very end. It's not like overly spicy or anything like that, but it's just enough at 120 proof. It says, hey, I'm still here.
Yeah, this is a good, like if you're just wanting to get into barrel proof, this would be a great one to like go for, because it's not so overpowering as some of the 135s, 130s. This one's really good.
Yeah, because I usually look at like 100 proof is where I like to even start to have something that is what I would have as an everyday thing. And then between that and 110 is usually a good sweet spot for me.
So, yeah, for everyday stuff, yeah.
Yeah, and then so going up another 10 proof points, I think it's a really good entrance.
Yep, absolutely.
So on the nose, how are you going to rate it?
Thumbs up. I like it. I mean, these are hard to beat.
I agree. And the taste?
Thumbs up.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
And the finish?
Thumbs up. I like it. There's perfect amount of spice. I mean, I want a little more, but there's just enough there to, it's still sitting and
it doesn't shock you.
I'm very happy.
Yeah, it is. It's a nice, calm, relaxing Friday night evening kind of Elijah Craig barrel proof.
Yep. When it's 50 out and you got the fire rolling, you're like, oh yeah. Let this simmer.
Yeah. You got to have a certain kind of fire, right? Solo stove.
Solo stove.
Solo stove. Shout out the solo stove.
You need a sponsor?
Come to us.
Yep.
All right. Well, cheers, everybody. We'll see you next time.